There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Thank you for being with us on this beautiful day. Bradley is back from his vacation. And we got to catch up on where Bennifer have been living and where they're going to live.
Bennifer. That's Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez. They're on again, off again in terms of real estate, not with each other.
Maybe.
Although they were off again. Yeah, I think that's a lot of lies because you don't shell out $60 million cash if you're not planning on hanging out with each other for a while. Because
cash.
While there are still a lot of questions, I've got an answer to. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have literally just bought a big ass house. And you'll remember, Dawn, this big ass house was not the first big ass house that they were going to buy, because they kept pulling out of big ass houses.
Right.
Remember, like they'd be like, yeah, we're going to buy it.
And then not buy it. They changed their mind.
I don't think so. I don't like the pool. Oh. I would like two jacuzzis, not one.
Yeah. I want a sunken jacuzzi in my bedroom.
And they bought a $60 million home, which I know you're like $60 million, whatever. They bought that $60 million home with cash. I have so many questions, but I want to tell you a little bit more about this house and open up the picture and take a look at it. $60,850,000, so basically $61 million. The deal took 1 week, start to finish. And apparently, I know you think $60 million is a lot, but here's the thing.
But it isn't.
But it's not compared to what it sold or what it was listed for back in 2018.
Okay.
$135 million. Which obviously was overpriced because it never sold. But then it was relisted this year for $75. So I don't know if...
Boy, they got a deal. It's like 50% off.
Right? Like, I mean, they were literally in escrow on a few other places that they pulled the plug on. But now this place, it's the real deal, Lucille. And I'm here to tell you, they... Like, again, I said I have so many questions. But I just want to, like, walk through this house and have fun.
Yeah.
Where do you even get... Okay, no, seriously, I'm not rich. How do you get $60 million in cash? Do you write a check?
Okay, yeah.
Because I
don't
because
think you
presumably
write
you can't have $60 million in a bank account.
You can't?
Well, I don't think you would, right? Because the government only, you know, guarantees a certain amount in a bank account. So you'd probably have several. Do you got to like write a bunch of checks? Like, how does that actually work?
Oh.
And I realize I'm asking you to.
Yeah.
Which, no offense.
Two
I don't think
people.
You're in the 60. No, I just don't
just
think
kidding.
We're in the $60 million circle yet.
No, we're not even the 60
Notice
dollar
I said
circle.
Yet. Oh, come on, girl. You're in the 60 circle.
The $60 circle.
But how do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you go like, oh, let's just buy this for cash.
Well, I'm sure their banks know that they're looking. So almost like when I call the Hubbard Credit Union and say, I want to buy a car. And they're like, we'll give you a loan. Let us know. And then you call them and you go, hey, I think I found a car I want, Kathy.
Yeah,
they have the same person
that,
like
they don't
Kathy.
Have a loan.
What?
They don't have a loan.
I know, but their banks have their money. And so what I'm saying is they have their certain people at their banks that they're like, yeah, we might sign a deal for this home. And then those people are like, are you sure?
Yeah, but like, how does that happen? I know you don't have the answer, but like, don't you think about stuff like that? Like, Bob goes, well, I got to go get $60 million cash. How am I going to do this? Right?
The logistics of getting $60,000.
Because that's somewhere
well, it's
that's
just
happening.
Digital, right? It's just a digital transaction.
From who to whom?
The bank to...
You don't got to bring pennies?
No.
In a truck?
No.
No, I know you're not doing like dollar bills. It just blows my mind that somebody can pay $60 million cash. Anyway, so let's talk about the house. 12 bedrooms. And now, you know the sign of a true rich house?
What?
More bathrooms than bedrooms, right?
Ah.
So the richer the house, the greater the disparity between the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Okay.
There are 12 bedrooms. Do you know how many bathrooms there are?
I'm going to say 24 bathrooms.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Each person has two personal bathrooms.
And how many fireplaces?
Ooh, fireplaces. I mean, it's California. Why do you even need a fireplace?
Well, because you're rich and you can't.
Okay. 4.
15.
15!
12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, 15 fireplaces. They paid cash for this steal of a deal on 5 acres. It is a double gated property. I don't know what that means other than they have two gates.
Yeah, they have two gates.
Can you please look at the photograph?
I know. We don't get to see inside.
I don't see anything inside. I'll look.
Okay. I do see all of their furniture out on the
garage. Is as big as like a department store?
Yes.
That's actually their guardhouse.
Yeah. I was going to say it has to be like a carriage house or a garage. It's part of the main property is my point, but it's not the main residence. And it's bigger than any home you or I currently live in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say we ever will because I want great things for all of us.
This stresses me out.
It's what stresses you out?
Having a house that big would stress me out. It's not cozy enough. I would rather have multiple houses that add up to 60 million.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, it's just too large.
I'm not opposed.
Because then you have to staff it and you have to make sure it's clean and the electricity bill.
Oh, God.
Is
you
like,
and Colleen are like cut from the same cloth. The two of you would always be like, oh, that's too much work. When you're rich, you don't have to worry about it.
More people, more talking to the tabloids. There are more people that I can't trust that are going to leak information about me and how many squares of toilet paper I use. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a celebrity rich person. I'm just going to be like one of them other rich people that nobody knows.
Kind. Okay.
So nobody cares about me. Yeah. So nobody's going to talk about my junk. I mean, my stuff. I didn't mean my junk. I mean, you can talk about my junk. I don't care.
His junk.
Check it out. Mike, are you overwhelmed by this house?
Oh, no. I'd find a way to handle it. Yeah.
Yeah, big daddy,
I'll find a way to handle it.
Big boy.
That infinity pool right there with those little trees. Oh,
I will say it's a little, like if we're getting picky, because that's what we get to do, because we're just playing make-believe. It's a little, the outside anyway, is a little boring.
It is a little boring.
A little boxy.
It looks like a colonial, it looks like the White House.
Colonial department store.
Yep.
If you were giving me the option of this house and $140 million or the Beyonce Jay-Z house, I would definitely take this one and the 140.
Okay.
Oh.
Can we look at the
amount of furniture that's on the
Well, you know that's because they're moving in already.
Yeah, I know.
Can we talk, though, about the patio?
Sure.
Is that a patio for, like, COVID distancing?
I know.
Or what is that?
Why are there those stripes? It's like, are they lanes for sprinting?
Everybody is separated by about, that is really weird.
It is weird. Maybe they just didn't have enough furniture yet to fill it out or fun things. This just looks very sterile to me. It's giving me Kylie Jenner Costco house vibes.
Yeah.
I think it doubles as bocce ball lanes.
Yeah,
you move
that's
the furniture
what it looks
and you
like.
Play bocce ball. Yeah.
Have you been? Because I will say, like, just a sterile home. Not sterile is not the right word, but like just insanely clean home.
Yeah.
I don't know how your home is.
Not.
Our home, like, we have a 100-year-old home. So, like, how clean it is and how, like, organized and, like, well kept it is.
Sure.
You're just always aware that it's an old home, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It has character.
It
I like homes like that.
I do
than
too.
This. It's just too modern. And look at me complaining about a home that I can't ever have.
Girl, that's why we do this.
Yeah. Because
then we don't feel so bad that they just walked in and paid $60 million cash.
It's a lot of pressure. What if they break up?
Well, that's why I think all these rumors about them, you know, yelling at each other and being miserable. I'm like, fat chance. They just spent $60 million cash. Although you did have a good question when we were talking about this earlier. Do you remember what your question was?
Absolutely not.
I'll remind you. Now I forgot. Your question was, did they pay like half and half?
Yeah, did they pay? Did he pay $30 million and she pay $30 million? Because that's the only way this is going to work, you know.
Yeah, or I don't know who makes the most money.
J-Lo, for sure.
Well, she's got more
with her touring
businesses. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we could do this all day long, but we don't have time. So what we do need to do is come back and talk about Krim. Do you remember Krim?
Oh, Krim.
That's Croy. You know, you tried to hook Croy up with Kylie in the last hour. Well, when we come back, apparently he called the cops on Kim recently. I'll tell you why. It's kind of hilarious when we return right here on My
7-1.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Boulevard Autoworks, BLVDAutoworks.com. Summer road trip season is here, and I know I talk a lot about cruises, but this is a land cruise, which requires a land yacht. And my friends at Boulevard will make sure your land yacht is in great shape for whatever road trip you want to take this summer. I was just looking through my pictures last night, and one of the road trips, one of my favorite road trips, we went to the Badlands and then went on to Yellowstone. So much fun to see all the beautiful sights. So if you're headed west this summer, I want you to make sure your car is in tip-top shape. I know that the team at Boulevard are going to make sure your vehicle is not only in tip-top shape, but it's also going to be fun to head wherever you want to go this summer. I know that because that's where I bring my car for scheduled maintenance or whatever pops up or pops off. Head to BLVDAutoworks.com today and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
My Talk 107.1, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
Oh, we just got done looking at Bennifer's house and now we have to move on to more important things.
Yeah, although I will say it's interesting. No rich people call to tell us how you like actually pay for something in cash.
No, were rich people called?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in the bathroom, so I don't know what happened.
During the last segment.
Oh, okay. Right, right. But speaking of bathrooms.
And rich people.
Yeah.
Or they maybe were.
Yeah.
Krim. You know what a Krim is?
It's something you can get.
Not the first part of a criminal.
It is something that you can get as a side dish at Popeyes.
Popeyes, or it is what the kids call a criminal. No, it's neither of those things. In fact, it's Croy Bierman and Kim Zolciak. Why? Well, because they're a thing.
Why?
And now they're getting divorced. And specifically, I just want to use the rest of this segment to tell you that Croy called the cops on Kim.
Why?
Because she wouldn't leave the bathroom.
God. So this is recent. This isn't like it's come up in court as something. Or did this just... Because they still live together.
A tense verbal dispute between Croy and Kim led the NFL star to call the cops on his estranged wife. Now, this was... early last month, so this is just coming out now, but it happened allegedly on May 2nd.
Oh, for God's sake.
An investigation report by the very successful, wickedly talented Radar Online detailed that this all unfolded on May 2nd at about 10:23. Noting that Bierman was the first to greet officers upon their arrival. So they apparently responded after reports of a domestic dispute, although they both claim they did not get physical.
Okay.
So there was no physical.
There's a door in between them.
Yeah, well, apparently Kim was refusing to leave the master bedroom or bathroom, despite Croy expressing that he wished to shower.
Oh, no.
Quote, nothing physical occurred. This apparently was the first time the PD was called in response to an incident. Okay. And the kids were home at the time, but they were already asleep and unaware of any conflict
between the two. Okay, so this is PM.
Why are you calling the police?
This is
because
not,
she won't leave the bathroom.
Yeah, you need to be fine.
My wife won't leave the bathroom.
Go shower in another one of your showers.
Yeah.
You have probably eight.
Or just like, you know, it's one of those things. Couples do this all the time when they fight. Like, it's not about the thing. It's not about the bathroom. So stop making it about the bathroom. Let go your separate ways, get over it, and sleep on it. Now, these two are divorcing, so I get that they're not going to be like
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Reconciling over this, but like, stay out of each other's way.
But aren't you embarrassed?
Yes.
You're Croy.
You called 911.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
How dare you,
played
sir?
In the NFL. Aren't you, like...
My wife won't get out of the bathroom.
I can't go take a dip in the pool, you big lummox. A dip. Listen, you can shower somewhere else.
Yes.
This isn't about the shower. Why aren't you just staying completely out of each other's way?
No.
It's a big enough house and they're estranged.
As my good friends on television will often say, Dawn, but wait, there's more.
Oh.
Because apparently Kim says something totally different happened.
Oh.
She said that she was on the phone when Croy began, quote, shouting at her, telling her to leave. She said that when she attempted to make her exit, he would stand in the doorway, block her, also accusing him of chest bumping her. Now, she stated that nothing
I know who's
physical.
Who's going to lose in that fight?
She said nothing physical occurred.
Well that sounds
that's physical, right? She alleged that Bierman had prevented her from calling 911 in the past by snatching her phone when they would fight. She was advised to call the police if any of those offenses or any other ones occurred, which she stated she told to go to a neighbor's house if needed. Oh, they told her. Okay, so this is like, they better be careful, and he better be careful too, because if he is chest bumping and blocking doors, that's actual...
That's terrible.
That's actual dispute. Territory domestic.
It is.
Violence.
And they might be paying you a visit, but they'll be taking you with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also just, you do have to wonder, like, why are you, I don't know. I wonder why he's calling police.
I do too, because they have a lot of things to do. And this is not one of them that they need to focus on.
No,
in
because
a big
they're,
city?
They're both claiming that they need primary custody of their children. This is not going to be good for either of you.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Get your stuff worked out. They're in a big-ass house, Dawn.
I know. Go, like I said, use another shower. This is not about the shower. It's about control.
Yeah. Sounds like it. There's a lot more to this story, and we'll get to it. But when we come back, we have to talk about Britney. Why? Speaking of domestic discord.
Yes.
She has agreed to Kevin Federline's request about their kids, and we'll talk about that. But she's not just letting him get away with it scot-free.
Yeah.
And Dawn will tell us why when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Entertainment.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Guess where I'm headed tomorrow? That's right. Dakota Dental. It'd be weird if I said not Dakota Dental while I'm talking about Dakota Dental, but that's a different story. Here's the thing. I'm headed to Dakota Dental tomorrow morning because I am getting, well, I'm actually getting a whole new mouth, basically. Not really. But I am getting my one of the last steps of my dental implant taken care of, and that involves the surrounding teeth. So there's a whole procedure that's going to be happening tomorrow. And I'm super excited because that means I'm almost done with my dental implant journey. If you have questions about dental implants or if you've struggled with your smile over the years, I just want you to call my friends at Dakota Dental. They're going to take great care of you. They'll explain the process step by step. I have felt in great hands, or I know I am in great hands, and have felt very comfortable every step of the way with the team at Dakota Dental. And you will too. Head to DakotaDental.com today.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. We are here for all of your Britney news, especially whenever there's courts involved, and this time it's involving KFED and
tattoo time.
Yes, KFED tattoo time. She's not getting a tattoo, although I believe she did get that little tattoo in Hawaii. Mm. It involves Hawaii.
Interesting.
So KFED, actually, just to rewind a little bit, he asked permission to move to Hawaii with their sons because his wife got a position at a university in Hawaii, Victoria Prince. She was offered a job, so they asked if they could relocate, and it definitely was up to Brittany because...
And he gets a check every month from Brittany, and he thought, why not just spend my money in Hawaii?
Very good.
Oh, by the way, the cost of living is higher, and oh, by the way, you have to pay potentially longer than the kid's 18th birthday. But, you know, other than that,
It sounds like a good deal for them because, yes, if they're in school, you can pay child support until they're 26, I think.
Can you imagine?
I mean, this is like they're finding ways to
go back
get
to
money.
I love it. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, so she's saying what now?
So she has, through her attorney, Matthew Rosengard, agreed to this. She is going to agree to allow them to move because one of her sons is, you know, about to become an adult. Sean will no longer be a minor when he turns 18 in September, and Jaden is nearing the age of maturity. Therefore, Britney Spears will not interfere with and consents to their relocation.
So basically, she doesn't want to stand in their way.
She's not going to stand in their way. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because there's other stuff that her attorney said that I'm like, ooh, I am here for this.
Okay.
He didn't end the message there. He went on to slam Kevin and his attorney for how they handled the whole situation, stating that he didn't anticipate this to be a dispute and that we thought you were going to keep this private for the sake and dignity of all parties involved, including the children. Because all along, they have claimed, like, part of the reason why they want to move to Hawaii is so the kids can have more privacy. Well, Britney's attorney brought up the fact that it was even more than disappointing that you nevertheless chose to publicize this matter, creating unnecessary drama and a false dispute by publicly discussing the issue and your letter. And when I called you yesterday to express my dismay that you had done so, you denied doing this. Apparently, you did not realize that TMZ's May 30th story itself literally quotes you as the source.
Oh, get it, Matthew.
So he also points out that, really ironic because you want this employment opportunity here for your wife and the children wanted to be more sheltered from the media scrutiny. That's commendable, but your media interview did nothing to shelter them. Instead, it publicized the issue in the media. Also, bringing up, you released some videos of Britney that were very private that violated her privacy in the documentary you were involved with TMZ.
Yeah.
So,
and it wasn't even TMZ because remember, well, maybe
TMZ
that as well.
TMZ investigates.
But there was also, don't forget, they did this interview like for some Australian news magazine or British news magazine. Mm-hmm. I forget which one it was, but they did like a whole thing and he did a whole interview. And this whole thing just gives me a big fat case of
nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
That's right.
But I'm so glad that Matthew's like, yeah, and another thing.
Like, you're complaining that their lives are, they're not able to live in the United, well, in the continental United States anymore because their private life is just out there because of Britney, but you're the one that keeps doing it.
Yeah, and the children themselves have been involved in this, and I don't blame them because they'll think twice about that when they grow up.
Yes.
Or when they're, you know, beyond the shelter of their father. I think right now what they're probably doing is that thing that is totally understandable for kids to do. You know, the primary parent, they're defending their parent, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have the same relationship that they did with their mother, even if they do love their mother. This is an old ass story, and it's sad and pathetic that, you know, Kevin is choosing to use his kids this way. I will say Brittany too has really said some really gross and uncomfortable things and brought her children up in public, and I just wish she wouldn't, but look.
Yeah. She did a couple of times where I'm like, oh no.
Is not doing it for money in a way that seems gross.
Yeah.
She's just on a journey that she's going to have to like that. She's going to have to do some repair, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, once the kids have grown. But I'm oddly more fine with that transgression because all parents, you know, are trying, I shouldn't say all, but most parents are just trying their best and sometimes they make mistakes and they'll be able to make up for it. But like this dude just always seems like he's out for a buck.
Right. And the moving to Hawaii, you know, if they're in school, he can still collect child support from her way past 18.
And also, do they just not want to be in their school? Like
probably
that's
got
to be a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, it's like, hey, kids, do you want to move to Hawaii?
Well, of course.
Every kid is going to say, yeah.
Then they're going
to
get there and be like, oh, God, I have no friends.
Right. Right. Well, there's another thing going on, and it does not involve Brittany at all. But a private school in California has filed a civil lawsuit against Kevin Federline and his wife in L.A. Superior Court on May 9th. The couple has an outstanding balance of $15,593 for their two daughters, Jordan and Peyton's education.
Oh, so this is the daughters that he has with her.
That's correct. Brittany. So this Christian private school, they're saying, you owe us nearly $16,000, and they're refusing to shell out the cash. But why?
Weird.
If they already went to school and you got the benefit of the services, how are you saying you're not going to pay that? And now you're being taken to court, which makes you look really bad. So how did that work out for you, Kevin?
That's crazy. I wonder why that happened. Or was it a case of they're like, we're not paying for this because blah, blah, blah. Because,
well, there is no word on that. But I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll just sell that story, too. We'll be like, you want to know the truth? Give me a bunch of money so we can, you know.
Come on, TMZ.
Buy all of our furniture over to Hawaii. Do you think that Brittany will buy a house in Hawaii?
Well, I don't know that she doesn't have a house in Hawaii. I guess I don't know what her, you know, what her. I think she probably does the hotel thing, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because I think we would know if she had a house, but sure.
I can see her doing that.
Although that's the one rich flex. I think it's because rich people have multiple homes, not because they want multiple homes, but because they're, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? An investment.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas if I were a rich person, when I am a rich person, I think,
what are you going to do?
That I would just like rent.
You would
rent. And like go to hotels and resorts.
Oh, gosh, I would feel like I was throwing my money away, you know? It's just renting a home.
The responsibility of, like, having to like, you were talking about this in the last break, like, having to staff a home.
Oh.
That would just be, like, because then you'd always feel like you had to go there. Mm. It's like when people, like, I love that people have cabins and everything, and you know, I think that's a great thing. But, like, for me, it just makes me think, but then I would have to go to my cabin.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't go on all the cruises I want to go on.
That's true.
Right?
Your cabin is on the ocean.
My cabin is, yeah.
Your cabin is above deck.
Yeah.
Right.
Or below deck. I don't care. Whatever.
You'll do below deck?
No. Of course not.
Really? Oh, my God. Do you always have a balcony? Just to switch gears here for a second.
We try. We have never not had a balcony. I'm sorry.
Oh, we have never not had a balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we will just, like, not beg, borrow, and steal, but like really look for deals to get.
You are really good at looking. You have booked cruises in the year 2026, I think.
Like 2025.
You do? You do? Yeah. You have a cruise in 2025?
We are booked through 2025. Because with cruises, you guys, you get better deals.
You mean all your cruises are already booked through 2025?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
2023, 2024, and 2025.
Wow.
But it's because you get a deal.
You do get a good deal in advance.
Yeah.
They don't drop the price the closer to the cruise.
No, unlike a lot of things.
That travel.
You actually save money buying early. And the cool thing is you just put a deposit down.
Oh.
So you don't have to pay the full thing until you get real close.
Okay.
And a lot of times those deposits are either refundable or applicable to a future. Like if you want to change your date, you can do all that.
Okay, so you're it's not really like a big punishment. Like, okay, you just lost out on your $300 or whatever.
No. Sometimes you can get we've done that before where it's a really good deal. If you pay it all up front, you'll save like, you know, a lot of money. But that's a gamble. Because then what if you don't end up going on the trip? Right.
Right.
So, but that's never happened. But no, yeah, that's, sorry.
No.
I sidetracked you.
No, I asked. So we'll have to see whether or not, and I'm sure whenever she does buy a home, if she hasn't yet, we're going to be able to look at all the pictures, I hope.
Yeah. Okay. You think she'd buy a home in Hawaii? I will say, I thought that was one of the reasons she would approve this move is because she's already in Hawaii. So it's not like they're going to end up going to a place that she can't see them.
She does frequent Hawaii.
She does like to go there a lot.
Yes. All right.
Hey, should we go?
Well, we have back? To. I want to play a game.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if we go do some commercials.
Okay.
And then we'll come back. And Mike, I think I have it on good authority, will spin his game show roulette wheel.
Yeah.
And then we'll play a game.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. It's the end of the show. And every weekday, we get to have a very fun time at the end by playing a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, we will get things started. A little Game Show Roulette. By the way, Bradley, just so you know, Dawn won yesterday a little supermarket sweep.
Congrats.
By the way, I reused because I know you were, you and Stephanie Hansen, I think, did it last time. But remember when we did the Little Debbie snacks?
Yes.
And you just like crushed it?
Yeah.
They didn't do as well.
Colleen and I both weren't allowed to have stuff like that growing
Debbie's.
Up.
Yeah.
And we had a very hard time coming up with Little Debbie snacks. But apparently, you know every single one and all the ingredients.
Yeah. It blew my mind.
I don't know the ingredients, but they probably don't want to know the ingredients.
Oh, yeah. You don't. There's sawdust. And...
Oh, which snack is that?
Good. Tastes good, sawdust.
All right, let's spin the wheel, see what we're going to play.
Yes, okay, what is it? What is it? Sorry. Ooh, what's this?
Remember last week we introduced this game that you both loved? It's Talk About!
Oh! Talk-a-boot.
Talk-a-boot.
Talk-a-boot. Oh, I love this.
This is the Canadian show.
Yeah, we're going to play a little Talk-a-boot. This is the game that, again, one of our great My Talkers sent on to me and said, hey, you should play this game. And I give you a category, and you two just have 20 seconds. Well, whoever starts has 20 seconds to talk about whatever that category is. I think actually, I can tell you exactly what we had. Last week, we had caffeine. Bradley spent 20 seconds.
And this was where we learned that Dawn didn't remember the difference between Daffy and Donald Duck.
Correct. I asked Dawn to describe Daffy Duck, and she spent 20 seconds telling me all about Donald Duck. Which, it happens.
Yeah.
And my favorite part is when you got to the end, you were like, am I talking about the right duck?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay, so that's how the game's going to work. Again, it's super fun.
Oddly enough,
yeah.
Can I just point out, now that didn't Daffy Duck actually have pants on, but no shirt? Whereas
Donald,
it's the other way around. Donald had no pants and a shirt on.
I don't think Daffy had a shirt.
I thought Daffy had pants on.
No, he's like nope, not at all. He just got the orange legs.
None of them wear pants.
Nope, right, they are pantsless. All right, let's get things started again. I'm going to flip a coin here. Whoever gets the coin flip right will get to choose their category. Coin has been flipped.
Heads.
It is tails.
Oh.
So, Dawn, that means you are going to get to start with 20 seconds on the clock. I am going to ask you, though, to pick a category. You can either talk about baseball or you can talk about the circus.
I will talk about the circus, Bob.
Oh, you're going to say baseball for Bradley.
And I have to try to get mention items that are in this category.
You're going to have 20 seconds, and all you do is talk about it. And you say all the different things you think when you think of that. And for every one you get right, you get a point. Your opponent will then have 10 seconds to respond and see how many they can get. Dawn.
Yes.
Are you ready to tell me about the circus?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and start.
Circuits are associated with big tops. They travel. They have animals like lions and bears. They have poops, acrobats, trapeze artists. Sometimes they travel on a train. They're from Baraboo. You can go to the college there. Clowns are involved and ringmasters and dungeon masters.
Dungeon masters?
That's not right.
You did really well here.
Okay.
Bradley, I'm going to give you the, I think first we'll run through here. So, Dawn, you got clown.
Okay.
Which was on the board. That's a great one there. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
You also said ringmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done there. You said trapeze.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done there. And I think that's it.
No way. No animals, lions.
We'll move on now to Bradley.
Wait, so she got trapeze, clowns, and what?
She got
ringmaster.
Yes, and ringmaster. Bradley, there are still some there on the board.
Okay.
And again, because it was hers, she gets 20 seconds. You only get 10 seconds. Bradley, get started right now.
All right. The flying Walendas, elephants, Barnum and Bailey, Ringling Brothers.
All right. Time is up there.
Good.
You did sneak a couple away. So let's run through this. So, Don, you got three there, as we mentioned. And you did a really good job. I'm surprised it was only three. Bradley did snipe one of the animals. You never said elephant.
Oh, okay.
You said bear and lion. You never said elephant or tiger. And tiger was on the board along with elephant. But then Barnum was on there, as was Ringling.
Okay.
Wow.
So
Bradley got three?
Bradley got three. He said elephant. Yeah, he got three.
You both got three. Only 10 seconds.
Look
great
at
job.
That.
Well
great
done.
Job.
By the ones.
Look at me.
The ones you missed.
Oh.
You said big top, Dawn.
Yes.
Unfortunately, tent was on there, not big top specifically.
Tent.
Tiger is one
top.
Of the animals you forgot. Juggling was on there.
Oh, sure.
As was peanuts.
Yeah, peanuts.
Oh God!
So 3-3 after the first. That means Bradley, it's your turn to talk about baseball. Are you ready to do some talking about baseball?
I guess so.
All right, so you can start telling me about baseball right now.
Okay, baseball happens on a diamond with balls and a bats, and there's baseball players in stadiums, and they pitch. And catch, so there's pitchers and catchers. There is beer and hot dogs and stands and an organ player and chant and let's go out to the game and peanuts and Cracker Jack.
All righty. You did some talking there about,
did some talking.
About baseball. Let's run through these. You only got a few here.
Hey!
A couple here. You said bat and ball.
Yep.
Nicely done. Did you ever say game? I think you said game, right?
I'm assuming.
Well, if you didn't, I'm going to.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have did that. I'm going to stop right there because that's the one thing about
these
games.
So no pitchers, no
that wasn't on
catchers,
there.
Pitchers, no
catchers,
balls and bats.
No, balls and bats you got. You got both of those. You got two.
Dawn,
you've got 10 seconds. And
so how many did I get?
Two right now.
Well,
game is up for debate, I guess, but Dawn's probably going to snipe it here because
she can't just take that one out of the mix.
I think it's going to be out of the mix.
I'll just take it out.
When you're ready, tell me about baseball.
Okay, baseball. You have bases. You have a dugout. You have strikes and fouls. There's an umpire to run the game. There is a pitcher. There's a third baseman, first baseman, second baseman.
All right, you really hit base big time.
Lots of
it's
base.
All about that base.
All about that base.
You got base. You said strikes. That's something Bradley never said.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
Fouls and umpires.
Foul and umpire was not on there.
Okay.
So here's the ones that were not said. Game, again, I don't believe anyone. Obviously, you could have stolen that, but
no,
glove. I don't think anyone said glove.
Yeah.
Nobody said out.
Yeah.
Oh, I just said foul.
I said strikes and balls.
Inning.
Oh.
And then home and run.
Oh, God!
So
can you tell who the sports fans are?
Yeah.
So after the first two, it's tied 5-5.
Okay.
So now we go into the second round. Yeah, this time you guys are going to have the categories all to yourself. There's not going to be an opportunity to steal.
Okay.
I am going to, because we're still tied, I'm going to flip the coin again.
Yeah.
Bradley, you called it wrong last time. Call it again.
Hails. Heads.
It is. Oh, you're going to go with that. It is tails again. So, Dawn, you get to choose. You want to talk about, for 20 seconds, house or fleas?
Ooh, I will do house.
A house? You're going to do a house. All right. Tell me about a house. You got 20 seconds. Go for it.
Okay. A house is where people live. It has doors, windows, maybe an alarm system. It sometimes has a yard. It has a basement, maybe an attic. You put furniture in there. A house. There's a loan you need to get to buy a house. Usually, there's a mortgage.
All right. You said a house was your category. You said door, window, and basement all on the list.
Ooh.
You missed roof, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, crib, carpet, and garage.
Oh,
that means Bradley, you need to get four on the topic. Of fleas.
Okay.
Oh, you can do this.
You've got 20 seconds to talk about Fleas.
Fleas are insects. They are often at a circus. They like to jump. They're friends of ticks. They jump on or bite dogs and bite your ankles. They you have to wear a tick collar. I said they were a bug, right? They like, you have to fumigate. They like to bite. They are tiny, little, and you can't see them very well.
Dang. That's all I'm going to say. Insect, circus, jump, dog, collar, bite, all what? On the list. What? Well done, Bradley.
Oh my God.
You crushed that
yeah!
one. The only thing, you said itch too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, itch was on the list.
Oh,
maybe you didn't
that,
say itch. Okay, so
holy
itch.
Cow.
You missed itch, you missed cat, powder, and pest. Those were the
powder
ones you
and
missed.
Pest.
Dude, congratulations.
Dang.
How many did I get?
You got five.
Yeah.
So what's this?
Oh,
take that back. You got six. So you beat Don by three. Good job.
Yes, queen! Yeah. I'm back!
You are back. You are
to defend my championship tomorrow. You better tune in. Oh, no. Tomorrow we're playing together, Dawn.
Yeah.
Because it's Friday. Oh, my God, it's Friday already.
Wow.
I had such a wonderful week with you guys. Oh, wait. I've only been back one day. But we had fun, and we're going to have fun again tomorrow. Up next, Lori and